Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for This Week in YouTube is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is This Week in YouTube, episode 1, recorded April 14th, 2013. Now shipping. It's time for This Week in YouTube, episode 1. Here he is, Lamar Wilson, the star of our show. You can tell he's real because he's wearing a YouTube button.
An official YouTube button.
Where do you get one of them?
One of the executives gave it to me in an elevator at a conference. We're both in the elevator. He's like, hey, you, take this.
And look at our new graphics treatment. You see the show's only... This is going to confuse people because the graphic at the bottom has a play button that's about a third of the way through. But it will be that way for the whole show. That's going to confuse the hell out of people.
That is very interesting. I didn't notice that last time.
I didn't either.
Okay.
Also here running the board, Chad Johnson. Hello, Chad.
Hello, Leo.
Chad is 18 today, so
I am.
Right. We're going to have ice cream.
He still looks 12, though.
Do I have to turn it on to do that? All right.
I'm excited. What's going to happen? What's going to come out of this?
Nothing, apparently. Nothing. I'll just leave that there.
Yeah, we'll celebrate you at the end.
Yeah.
Here, there's a dollop. That's all that came out, a dollop. You have to hold it down?
We're off to a great start.
What a great
first
show.
Episode.
Happy birthday to you. Turn it on again.
It's solid ice cream.
It's too solid.
Yes. So we just have to wait.
Well, so much for your birthday surprise.
Yeah, whatever.
Happy birthday, Chad.
We did go off of Mexican, so he has a burrito.
Yeah.
Lodge
I was eating enchiladas earlier.
Enchiladas.
Birthday enchiladas. They put a candle in it. It was great.
So if you're just watching the show for the first time, we have been doing some kind of workshop shows to get ready, the beta version, but this is officially episode 1. Lamar, tell us, what is this show all about?
This show is mainly about the world of YouTube.
It's all about you.
Yeah, all about me.
Yeah.
It's me too. So it's YouTube news. We're going to talk about viral videos that come up or just really funny videos. And have a discussion section where we talk about some more in-depth topics, get some production tips. And then we eventually want to have some incoming video responses.
We'd love that.
Because I think that's something that'd be kind of cool. So from our YouTube channel, that is pretty new.
You're a YouTuber. You actually do a lot. I've been trying to follow you this week. You do like tons of videos, like a lot of videos.
Well, this particular...
Is that critical to being a YouTube success?
Not really.
Oh,
no. I'm doing 30 videos in 30 days in April because it's called Vita Vlog Every Day in April.
I get it.
April. So I'm going crazy right now.
They're good, though. You know, they're very creative and fun.
Yes,
I watched you eat pig's knuckles. That was disgusting.
No, pig's feet. Yeah.
Pig's feet?
Pickled pig's feet. That was a challenge. And don't watch that if you have a...
Oh, my God.
Your stomach cannot handle that.
Wow.
Yeah. That was not good. It was real and raw. And it didn't look good. The most disgusting thing
I've
ever
had. Who was that with you? He was funny.
Yeah, my friend Todd.
Todd is good.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's another YouTuber as well.
We celebrate YouTube because it really is a place where people can be creative. You don't have to have a lot of equipment. You don't have to have a studio.
No.
You don't have to be able to afford a website or the bandwidth to YouTube does it all.
Yeah.
And there's amazing stuff.
And it's free. And you think about someone like your favorite, Jenna Marbles.
Love her.
she still uses, for the most part, her MacBook camera.
That's all she needs.
And she has millions and millions of subscribers and making probably millions of dollars.
A year. She's
she's
making good money on YouTube.
Just talking in her bedroom. So anybody can do it.
Wow. So let's get started. Let's get some YouTube news.
Absolutely. So one of the things that YouTube came out with recently
by
was...
By the way...
Was it?
What happened? Now it's gone.
Oh, they're going to go fix it, I guess.
It's like magic.
I didn't even see it go.
We had a soft serve machine that was going to be for Chad. It was sitting right here on the table. It is now, nothing came out. I pulled the handle, and now it's just disappeared completely. Was it my imagination that it was here in the first place?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's
never been.
Soft, it's just
never, it never was there.
Burglar! Googlers.
Like Google Plus. No, that's terrible. No, so...
You know, Google Plus is getting... Now, I don't want to... I'm not dissing Google Plus because I like the platform. I think it's really awesome.
The platform is
And there's some really wonderful people using it, smart people using it.
Absolutely.
But it seems that it's not moving in the direction of more use. You know what I'm saying?
No, I do know what you're saying.
It seems to be getting more and more crickets.
So that's what YouTube is trying to do now. They've created this where you can link your Google account... well, actually, a page. Your Google Plus page... to your channel. So if your channel is Jenna Marbles, she can create a page that's not necessarily her real name, and now you can link those two together and have all the benefits of someone.
Show me how to do that. So do I start at my Google Plus page or my YouTube page?
Oh, yeah. You'll start up your Google Plus page, and you can go right into the page.
I'm in the page.
Section.
And do I have to go to settings to do this?
You should be able to create a new... Yeah, there it is.
Where? In the settings?
In the settings.
Okay. Add account, add all your Google Plus pages.
Yeah, from there you should be able to add a page.
All right, so I can make a YouTube page that's one of my Google Plus pages.
Right, and that one will specifically be linked to your Google Plus.
Got it.
Which is nice for people who don't want their real account attached to that. I guess my question is...
You use your real name on YouTube, but Jenna may not. A lot of people don't.
Yeah, some people have stage names. I don't think Jenna Marbles is her real name.
Right.
It could be. I don't think it is. But one of the things is like, can it Google Plus gain traction this way? Because, I mean...
Well, eventually, they
started the wrong way. They, in my opinion, I know you have a very technical audience, but I believe Google starting... with that audience may have been a mistake when they already had a social network, YouTube, which they should have started the Google Plus beta with. And I think they did it backwards. And because of that, no one on YouTube wants to have anything to do with Google Plus.
Yeah, there was a real question because Google slowly took all of the Google things like Google Reader, Google Voice, everything, and started Google Plusing it. In fact, they've phased out Google Reader now as a result.
Really?
So here's how I do it. I went to my YouTube account settings overview. In the advanced settings, it has a button that says connect with a Google Plus page.
Oh, you can do it that way. So, yeah.
That's probably the easiest way.
That's probably the easiest way.
Because I don't know my user ID _ P0HZM7IQQE.
Are you giving your...
Don't ID. All right. So I'm gonna make... I didn't know that off the top of my head. So now I'm going to make that, and so I'll connect it. And what it does is it makes a page in your Google Plus. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can name that whatever you want it, and even change your channel name, give it a mask for a different.
Yeah, it says I don't want to. You can choose. I don't want to use my full name.
Absolutely, and you can choose an alias.
I was confused about that the mask thing because. I on YouTube have youtube.com/omgchad, and I like that because it's easy to say.
It's not obviously your real name.
It's not my real name.
Yeah.
My real name, there's a problem. Chad Johnson is a pretty famous football player, and if anyone Googles Chad Johnson or tries to search on YouTube for Chad Johnson, they're not going to find me.
Right.
And so I'm like, it's saying, oh, you could change your stuff to whatever. Does that mean?
You don't have to. Though.
I mean, that does not mean that I get a new youtube.com/.
Well, no.
But the default, which is what I did, is it took my YouTube handle, which was Leo Laporte, all one word.
There it is.
And turned it into capital L-E-O, capital L-A, two words, just as it is on Google Plus.
Yeah, and
I like that. That's what I want because I'm a person.
Right.
I did that for mine. I had a username that I hated.
Right.
On YouTube, and it changed it to my real name.
Now, how do you link people to that on YouTube?
That's the thing. You don't have the ability to get a new URL unless you message YouTube and they like you.
Right.
Which, you know, I had somebody I knew and said, hey, can I have the alias Lamar Wilson?
And they said yes.
Yeah, they gave it to me. So that's my mask now.
Nice. Right. Mm-hmm. Got it.
So that's what the mask is.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. But you can still change the name, which is, a lot of people are doing it now because remember, back in the heyday of YouTube, people were creating these crazy names because they didn't think they were going to be famous or big. And now, they're realizing, hey, this name doesn't fit what I do anymore.
Stuck
Let me change.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
A Crazy Dude 07. That was a keeper.
Crazy Dude 07.
Spelled with a K and two Zs.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
With K, a K.
K and two Zs, Dude 07, because I graduated high school in 07.
Oh. Woo-woo. Yeah, you were really thinking long term.
2007?
2007,
Oh my God.
I graduated in 1907, so that's good.
We're
kind of friends that way. We're little buds on the other side of the central, opposite side of the
central. You look great, dude.
For 07? Yeah. Class 07, not many left. so now I've done that. So now my Google Plus, I don't see any real benefit, but one of my pages on Google Plus is a YouTube page.
Right, and the other benefit is at the top of your YouTube now, you should be able to see Google Plus actions where you can see your notifications and things like that. So it kind of Google Plusifies.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. So this was one of the questions people were asking, because Google, when they announced Google Plus, put this Google bar on top of all of Google properties. If you go to Google.com.
YouTube was the only one that didn't have it.
And the only one that didn't have it. The holdout was YouTube.
Which
I think you're right. YouTubers said, we don't want to be part of that Googleverse.
Yeah.
We are something different. And YouTube has even been treated somewhat by Google as a separate
company. It's always been a separate entity. Yeah. I think now they realized they had to merge. They should have merged them in from the beginning. What they're going to do, I went up to Google and I talked to a couple of the people. They're going to merge Google Plus and YouTube together. It's inevitable.
They just want to be sensitive, I'm sure.
Your subscribers and circles will be the same thing.
Yeah.
But they have to do it slow.
They want to be sensitive probably to the
absolutely.
The
and they do it too quick. Everybody will go crazy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So now I have Google Plusified. I have the Google Plus in the upper right.
So you get constant bugging of your notifications at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. But no black Google bar yet. They're not going to do that yet, but I do have this.
Right? Yeah, hopefully that comes soon.
By the way, now my profile picture is the same on both pages. It took it from the Google Plus page.
Cool. So you're positive on Google Plus then? You just think they're not hitting in the...
I've always liked Google Plus. Yeah. I just don't think it's one of the... it's surprising given how much weight Google's put behind it to get people to use it that it isn't more popular. And I just think it's people like Twitter. They like Facebook, and they're not that motivated to use Google Plus.
Yeah, see, my thing was, hey, well, it's a place where you get to
meet
new people.
Right.
But people don't want to meet new people. They want their comfort zone of their own friends.
I really don't even like people.
I don't either. That's why I stay home all the time.
Yeah.
Why am I here?
Chad has brought us. Is this a bid for your – you want this for your birthday?
Perhaps.
I think he does.
Yeah, this is a cry. This is a cry that – man, you know what I've just been needing my entire life is, of course...
A YouTube shower curtain.
A YouTube shower curtain, yeah.
Now, that's a clear plastic, window in the shower curtain so that you can be on a YouTube page with 5.1 million views as you shower.
Do you know how many videos I'm going to do with this? I'm buying one. Thank you, Chad.
You're welcome.
Yes, I am buying
it. Why do I just see you standing in your shower going, hello, ladies? Why is that I just see you do that?
I don't look like the guy from Old
Spice. I could look like your man.
Yeah, I don't.
Looks like your man that looks like your man. Oh, Doctor did that. That was a brave thing. You see Doctor
did that? I didn't see him do that.
He did one for Dove shower gel.
Get out.
Doctor is not a slender man.
No, he's... Yeah.
And...
we're about... Yeah.
No, he's bigger than you.
Oh, okay.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
This is what God made YouTube for. And by the way...
Who wants to smell like semen? Excuse me, sailors. No,
all right.
Okay.
Enough
moves.
That is
for
the kind of image you just can't get out of your mind once you see it.
I'm literally hiding mine with the
laptop.
Look at your
man. Now look at me. Now look at your man. Now look at me. Now which would you like to have, man or me?
You got to take him, though. He's a cool guy.
I love O'Donnell.
Yeah.
I love
you gotta meet him one day. So Chad, if you want this, we'll make it happen. So.
That's your birthday gift. I'm ordering it right now.
Okay. It was
But I got to warn you, there's a catch. You got to make some... You got to make some videos.
Chad, we were just talking about that at lunch. He does need to make some videos.
And you got to post them on YouTube.
I guess so.
It'll be a little bit of a YouTube inside of YouTube. I might get two of these.
Now, it doesn't actually... It skirts around trademark issue by calling it...
Bath tube.
Bath tube. There you go. Bath tube. And you'll always have 5 million views. So, hey, at least I'll make a little bit off of the rev share, I'm sure.
That pretty much is...
I don't.
Be one of my videos for April. Thank you.
I don't. I got two of them, one for each of you.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank you.
My problem is I don't have rings around my shower, so I can't use a shower curtain.
Oh.
I have a glass, one of those glass.
Oh. I just thought about that. I'm such an idiot. I have glass, too. I'm still getting
it. I'm the only one that can use this?
Yeah, no. I just realized that.
I'm
never
not going to give you one.
So I didn't know.
I'm not going to give you one. Joke. Do you bathe?
I take a shower, so it's a shower.
Do you bathe?
That's the Mexican.
That's a loaded question,
Leo. I'm thinking we get a bathtub, clawfoot bathtub here, and we can do a studio. We don't have to have running water. We'll just have sound effects.
HR
Someone is shaking
their
head violently and no.
And that's the boss.
Yeah,
so we're going to have to say
right,
no.
Let's get to
that.
Our next video. Dude, okay. So, Chad, before you play this video, I guess it got seen on Reddit first, but this is an actual, or we'll find out. Maybe this will be real or fake. is an ABC promo video for Batman Begins, and it's
First of all, you're not going to show Batman Begins on the ABC Family Channel.
Well, if you look at this promo, you want to watch it.
Yeah, I don't know if you are, Leo. you might be excited after this promo.
It's not a family movie. Let's watch.
No, you have to watch this and listen to it.
Keep watching back-to-back Batman. And tonight, an ABC Family premiere event.
It's not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me.
It's a new kind of beginning for a legendary hero.
Does it come in
the whip?
For family.
Like, what family?
He fights for family. His family died.
There's no family values in Batman.
Look, he's smiling and happy.
Like, they even got the 80s. They even got the 80s text font with a curved little.
Oh, my God.
It's Batman, as you've never seen him before.
Yeah. Like the whip. And like, every scene he's smiling. Like, seriously. I never
stopped thinking. Hi,
the
Christian
man
Bale.
Has no family.
You're such a family guy. Katie Holmes, Christian Bale, Batman Begins.
What a nice family movie.
It's such a family
film.
You
can take the kids to see it.
Hi, I'm Bane.
that's the actual
Batman, where's your children?
Do you feel that?
No, Batman.
I don't know. I forgot that scene.
So, well, that's just Batman Begins. They may not make it through the trilogy.
Your punishment must be more severe. Time out for 3 minutes.
Batman.
The city of Gotham's on time out.
Let's talk about our feelings.
Yeah.
So that was very cheesy. But if you want something even more cheesy, how about a Kmart ad? And I heard Kmart is big here in Petaluma. I was insulted,
Kmart,
and I apologize.
Kmart is your savings place. I live at Kmart.
Is this our first advertising?
We've got a big K. No. We got a big K here. That's a special Kmart.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe you should watch this ad.
All plus size products.
I should fit
ship
in.
Ship my perfectly. Pants.
What?
Right here? Ship my pants. You're kidding.
You can ship your pants right here.
You hear that? I can ship my pants for free.
Wow. I just may ship my pants.
Yeah, ship your pants. Billy, you can ship your pants too.
I can't wait to ship my pants, Dad.
I just shipped my pants, and it's very convenient.
Very convenient.
I just shipped my drawers.
I just shipped my nightie.
I just shipped my bed.
If you can't find what you're looking for in store, we'll find it at Kmart.com right now.
Is this real?
No. For free.
Is it real or fake? It's a real Kmart ad.
I think
ad.
It's a real ad, and I think whoever did it's brilliant, but I don't think it's airing on television.
You don't
think
so?
It's a YouTube only.
Oh,
yet.
No, you don't think this
that's
can air on TV?
That's YouTube only.
They're not saying the word.
No, they're saying ship.
Yeah.
My pants.
Ship my. I think it's a legitimate ad to add up to the
but
ABC
it ain't
family.
On TV, I can promise you it's not on ABC Family or anywhere like it. But I think that's probably the new thing. I think you're going to see a lot of that, which is brands will do things on YouTube that are a little bit risque.
Mm-hmm.
That they maybe not do on TV, but you need to stand above the crowd, and I think they did. Mm-hmm.
So this is a...
Somebody said it says they've seen it on TV.
From the Kmart, 5 million views on an ad.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
Now this work, I had not thought of Kmart for months.
The chat room is telling me it is on TV.
I mean, from a marketer's perspective, there's some marketing company that is just ecstatic that they've gotten that much traction.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Don't you think that they had to get through a lot of approvals to do that?
I don't think so.
Don't you think that there's a guy, I feel like I'm in a Mad Men scene.
It depends.
And Don Draper's sitting at the table and he's unveiling the new campaign, I Ship My Pants, and all the executives at Kmart are sitting there with their chins on the floor.
It depends. Yeah, I mean, because I've had friends who work in the ad agency business, and depends on how much money and freedom they give the ad agencies. Some companies are different. Some companies
they should have Martha Stewart, and this would have been perfect for that, because she like the poster.
They should have had her say, I ship my pants
in jail.
But it's such
sorry.
A good ad.
That was
ad.
A long time ago. I'm sorry to bring that back.
I ship my drawers is the best one.
Yeah. 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 I shipped the bed.
Wow.
Yes. Wow. So now I'm thinking of Kmart. I may stop it.
That's a successful ad.
The Petaluma Kmart.
That's a successful ad. So did you see that Psy is back?
Yeah, he is. Our friendly neighborhood Psy.
I love, and I'm going to be, you know, I guess I'm not alone. I love Oppo Gangnam Style, which is
you
now.
Do.
Yeah. How many views does that have now? More than 1.5 billion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
And it was. And I've really been thinking about why was this such a success? And there's, of course, a number of reasons. People often say it was a success because Psy let anybody make remixes and mashups.
Right.
And so there was a ton of them. In fact,
they
didn't
stop.
But long before I saw the original, I saw some parody of it, and then it made me go see the video. So that's one thing he did right. The other is it's such a weird video, you kind of have to watch it a couple of times just because it's weird.
And
it's like, what happened?
There's no stopping. Like, once you see one frame and you're like, wow, that was pretty crazy. And then they go to the next scene, and it's even more insane. You just go, well, I have to watch this through the end.
And then the other thing I think is it actually is a fairly catchy song. You have to have
It's very catchy.
So it wouldn't be enough just to have me go there because I saw a parody of it. Nobody would make a parody if it weren't interesting.
Right.
It wouldn't be enough that it was an interesting video. It had to be a song that once you heard it, you couldn't. It was an earworm that you kind of had to hear it again. So he's got to do that all again.
And I think even more so was the dance. The dance is what really kept out people.
I think this is interesting. Because
like
he's
a Macarena style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, Macarena came out now. It would be
a viral video.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. So this is a new dance.
He's
not doing the horsey dance.
Let's go ahead and watch some of it.
This is a new one.
The new site's called Gentleman MV, and if you speak Korean, please translate it for me.
Yeah, but this is a really fun one. He's just like pranking people.
Well, let's watch.
Yeah.
So he's got a new dance.
Yeah, and he's wearing fancy pants.
But he's still got that attitude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, swag. Should I not say that? I'm sorry.
In fact, it's shot in pretty much the same way.
Except it doesn't have that ridiculous intro with the dancing baby that makes you just go, wait, I have to watch the rest of this.
Yeah, right now it looks a little derivative. That guy was in the other one, right?
And that's an app placement right there for that game.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So some gem bejeweled.
Oh, I would have done that. Yeah, that would be great. How much money they made.
And that was the kid that we saw before. Now we're back in the elevator.
He's trying to go to the bathroom, and he's like, nope, you're not going to go.
And the guy's wearing a yellow suit, so that's convenient. Apparently, that was terrible.
Yeah, he farted.
Oh, my God. This tells us a little bit about South Korea and the sense of humor in South Korea.
Yeah, and it's also the people that he's pranking seem like
small children.
Children.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
And women and like...
He's now taking the bathing suits off of women. I don't. He pulls a chick. No, okay.
This is funny.
No, this is not going anywhere.
For the younger audience.
50 million hits now. 50 million views so far.
Yeah, let's check it. 32 million views.
Yeah, but he gets that just for getting out of bed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
For his target audience, this is funny.
Will this hit half a billion?
No,
that's the question. Can you do a second viral video?
Well, remember,
can anyone do that?
Okay, there's a history. There's we can look back at others.
Yeah,
Numa Numa guy. Remember,
right? Yeah.
Tried to do a sequel.
Right.
No, didn't work. Please. Who else? What other sequels? Taizan Day. Has he been able to ever?
He's never been able
Chocolate
to capture
Rain again.
No, but no. But he has. What, 6 years later, still continue to do well. You can't do another Chocolate Rain.
It's hard to get
two viral
hits.
Rebecca Black.
Whatever happened to her?
Well, she still does stuff, but you can't. Can't she make another Friday?
No, because the only reason anybody watched that it was so bad.
This is true.
United Breaks the Guitar guy made three of them, but it was all the same video over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evolution of Dance Guy. Never saw him again.
Yeah,
exactly.
Charlie Bit My Finger. They did a sequel. Who cares?
Yeah, well, and even the David
was
After
Charlie Yanked My Mustache or something.
The David After Dennis kid,
because he's that old.
Started doing vlogs with him.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, no one wanted to see his life. They wanted to see him in a car.
Yeah, they wanted him drugged.
Right,
but then there are channels. Somebody's pointing out in the chat room. Auto Tune the News. There are channels that have done success.
Channels can do,
but that's different. Isn't it
different content each time? Yeah, this isn't a creator.
It's the difference between. Herman's Hermits and the Beatles. There's one-hit wonders in the YouTube world. They have one big hit, you know? And that's all you ever hear. And those are the one-hit wonders. And a lot of that in the music world.
And some of them do okay afterwards.
But there are not many groups that can do... I mean, a bad lip reading is amazing. I mean, they can do no wrong.
Yeah, those are great. Yeah, they can do anything. Yeah.
So which one of those is Psy? One-hit wonder?
I feel like he did it wrong. He should have made something that didn't look like the original. He should have.
I think he had to.
Humping a traffic cone?
I feel like he had to, or people are like, what the heck is this?
And this is the making of, I think, at the end of the video. I mean, I feel like he should have gone in a different direction. Mm-hmm. Everyone was expecting him to make another Gangnam Style, and he should have done something that was shocking and different. But instead, he's kind of given... He's sort of, but it's not exact. It's not a step up. It's just
We're finding out that he's actually the Benny Hill of Korea. That he's not that.
But is it catchy? Does it have a good beat? Does it have a cool dance?
It's the same beat. The dance. I don't even know if it's.
He's kind of like flying.
What is the dance?
Left. Yeah. I don't.
All right. I'm two thumbs down on that one.
Two thumbs.
Really?
Down.
Yeah. You like it?
I don't think it's gonna be viral, but I think it's fun. It's a fun, like, for the 13 to 17-year-old YouTube audience, that is who he's targeting.
All right. Yeah. All right. Maybe a 13-year-old's amused by farting in your hand and then putting it in somebody's face. I don't know. Not me.
I think all 13-year-olds are amused at that. Yes.
All right. Is that really it? Those are the best three videos on YouTube this
week. Hey, that was a slow week.
Was it a bad week?
Shipping your pants are pretty funny.
Yeah, shipping your pants is good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Wait. We're doing well.
All right.
Yeah. Cy, what's the biggest news this week, though?
Where's my... go ahead. Why are you holding back? We're going to try again with a soft serve.
All right, cool.
It needs to be moving?
Ah.
Oh, wow. Mm. And then all of a sudden became active.
Why is it further away from you now? Okay. Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's appealing.
Good thing it's white.
That is really appealing.
Happy birthday. I guess we can't sing that, can we?
That's the most awkward song ever. You just have to stand there for 30 seconds and do nothing.
Right, and then there's that moment when everyone tries to remember your name.
Never liked that song.
Yeah. Oh, happy birthday to that guy.
That's for Chad.
Oh, thanks. Oh, great.
I'm getting better at this.
Okay. Yeah. All right. You didn't like it. Oh. My favorite part is the sort of the side. It's kind of, I guess I'll go for that one first.
What flavor is this?
I'll take the strawberry. Diet one, please. Thanks.
No, don't move it. I'm doing good now. I got the technique. The technique.
Oh, yeah, we can't sing the birthday song.
I guess it's ice cream.
No, wait a minute, Dad.
It has a weird texture.
Is that not perfection itself?
You did a good job on that one.
I wish my hair could look like that. It'd be like Ted's big boy.
Oh.
Just for you.
Thank you.
All right. Mm. Continue on. Don't let me slow you down. I'm just making ice cream.
Not a big deal. Let's continue the show.
Please.
Yes.
Did you want sprinkles?
I don't. I'm good.
No, he didn't want sprinkles.
You have to put it under the ice cream.
I'm good. I'm allergic to sprinkles. No, I'm not.
No, you're not. You're going to love it.
Peanuts.
Spicy jalapeno.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? Mm. Which camera am I?
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Definitely handmade.
Well, not only is it Chad's birthday, but it is episode one, so I think
it's
good.
Yeah, why not? All right, I'll take a little.
It has a weird texture, I gotta admit.
I am not pleased with your sprinkles.
You know, I just gotta tell you, I shipped my cone.
Am I eating your shipped cone?
Oh, my.
Okay, so.
All right. Moving on to our next story. Leo.
Yes?
Why do people watch video on their smartphones?
Because it's convenient. Right?
Yeah.
It's easy. It's there.
Yeah.
It buffers a lot. And that gives me more time to
make ice cream.
Yeah, to do what you got to do.
Make ice cream. No, that's probably, I would guess, where most video is watched on your mobile device, is it not?
I think it's getting there. It's not 100% there yet, but it's definitely, you know,
I think a bigger question is why people watch YouTube on a 55-inch smart TV.
Do you know I do that at home now?
A lot of people do.
I fling it to the TV because I like being able to do something else while I'm watching.
I'll come home and my 18-year-old boy has five other 18-year-olds all sitting on the couch, and they're watching on the big screen TV. They're just watching YouTube videos. And then what's really weird is a couple of them have laptops and they're watching YouTube videos on their laptop and on the big screen. I don't know what that's all about. That's called short attention span.
So I was at Playlist Live a couple weeks ago. Remember that? And Jim Lauterbach was actually giving a presentation, and he was talking about how when you have this phone in front of you, the aspect ratio, it makes
it's just like a big screen.
Yeah, it makes it so much more absorbing.
That's a rather large phone for such a small man.
Thank you. Kind of large there.
You got a Galaxy Note 2. That's a 5.5-inch screen. That really, I mean, that's perfect for watching video.
Yeah, it's a tad too large, but I mean, for video, it's perfect. But what's interesting about this chart like, I didn't agree with the first one. You know, it says smartphone videos often watched to fill time, which is true.
Right. You're in line. But, you're at the, you know.
But I don't agree with
DMV.
The first one. It says 22% of them say it's something they plan to watch. And I have never planned to watch video. Like, I cannot watch Hulu or Netflix, like a long episode of anything on my phone. I know some people can.
But maybe it's like, I got an, what if you get an email and somebody's saying, hey, the new side video's out. And you go, oh, yeah, I got to watch that.
Yeah, that's not a plan, though.
Well, that's. I think you would interpret that as, I was going to watch that. I planned to watch that.
Okay.
And I just needed some time to watch it. And now I'm here at the grocery store waiting for the checkout line, so I'm going to watch it now.
I thought the boredom filling time one would be much, you know, well, you stand in line or you
that's
got.
That's really what's going on.
Yeah. Here. But, yeah, I think YouTube is prepping for that. That's why they're putting a lot more features into the, the mobile app.
Are you insulted that only 14% said it was because of the person, the star in the video that they watched it? That's a very small number.
I'm not insulted. I'd rather people watch me on a bigger screen. It's just more of me to love.
Oh, so what you're saying is this is different for a smartphone than it would be for a regular computer. I don't think so. I think these numbers would be exactly the same if you said on the computer or even on the big screen. Don't you? What, you think they're different?
Well,
because it's a smartphone?
It's almost a different... I don't know. To me, there's a few different groups of people that would watch a video on a smartphone. One, someone who is trying to actually get to the content. Another one may be someone who doesn't have a computer to watch it. Either there's not a free one in the house, or the one that they have isn't as good as their phone.
And that's a lot of kids these days.
That's a lot of kids. It's a lot of kids.
That's
so
true.
So something I plan to watch could easily, you know, be in there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that I don't see... showing a video to a friend
and that's huge
on the list. It's
that's
just not
huge.
I've been in so many restaurants where I see groups of people crowded around their phone.
Right.
Three or four people just to watch one video.
A video comes up in conversation and you want to show it to someone immediately. And that's not anywhere on the list.
I think this is just a bad survey.
You think so?
Yeah. And these surveys can be really thrown. This is from the Interactive Advertising Bureau and On Device Research. What they don't tell you is what the question was. And how it was phrased and how it was asked. And I think that's really critical.
It should be a real or fake then.
I just don't know how good this research is.
Yeah, no, it's
we
like,
know, you know how the chat room knows, everybody watching knows what it is that makes somebody watching a smartphone. And it really is killing time.
Mm-hmm.
I go to you launch YouTube, you don't go there with something in mind. You say, well, what's the top video? Oh, Sai has a video. Let's watch that.
Mm-hmm.
You might go to Twitter or Facebook and see what your friends are recommending.
Yeah.
In fact, that may be the most common path.
I think so.
You open Facebook, you scroll down, you go, oh, there's a video. Let's look at that.
Right. Yeah, something
especially
from
the new
Twitter.
Home.
Yeah, and something from Twitter sent you over to YouTube.
That's how I found out about the Sai video. Somebody shared it on Facebook.
Right. And many times I will be sent to the YouTube app from my Twitter app on the mobile device, and then I'll stay in the YouTube app.
This is a good question.
I have forgotten that I was checking Twitter.
This is a good question. Do people launch the YouTube app first, or do they get to these videos from another app?
See, the thing is that there's this very small...
You should ask that.
Yeah.
There's a very small, you know, window when I really actually want to launch the YouTube app, because I have to have headphones in. I have to be in an environment where I can actually sit down and watch a video.
That's a really good point.
And the only time that I ever find is like at the doctor's office, and I have to have my headphones, because if I don't have my headphones, I'm
really
not going to watch
YouTube
videos.
With me. So it's like, I can't watch at the grocery store. People... Or turn around and say, what are you, you know.
Right. What are you doing?
Weirdo laughing at.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because we talk a lot about subscribing to a channel on YouTube, right?
Absolutely. They're pushing it big time.
Do you watch videos on your, when do you watch those videos, the ones you subscribe to?
Now, see, I view it on my, either the TV or the computer primarily. But if I'm away like I am, you know, this weekend, I'll jump on the phone to do that.
Right.
YouTube has made it a little bit harder to find a subscription now on Android.
I subscribe to about 12 channels. I never watch the subscribe videos.
Well, how dare you?
Well, you know. But that makes me wonder, what good is a subscription, really?
It's to notify you when someone has a new video to come out. But it really depends on people who come and who go to YouTube daily. If you go to YouTube twice, three times a week... Subscriptions are useless for you.
It's like RSS, where an elite amount of users who are going to know that they want to use YouTube as a tool. They can use the subscribe button as a tool. And so, when I promote to subscribe, it's to promote those premier users, those elite users.
Let me tell you how I use subscribe. It's a like button for me. And it's not meaningful in terms of
really?
Whether... Yeah.
You're going, I like this person, I'm going to add to their subscriber notion? Vote.
I'm going
to
say, I like you. And I bet you, my prediction is that most people, that's how they use it. And they do watch those subscribe videos.
We're going to have somebody from YouTube on here soon.
Terrell says, I always watch, in our chat room, we got a great sample.
Yeah.
Terrell says, I always watch my subscribed videos. Need to Geek says, yes.
I've never thought about it being as a like thing, because I would just like the video, or I would favorite
Blue
the video.
Blue Moon says it's
but
a
I
like.
Agree.
But yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing. I have 174,000 subscribers, and I hardly get that many to watch each video. So maybe a lot of those people are just subscribing. Hey, he's a nice guy. Let me support.
It's a like button.
Let me support and subscribe.
You're concurring with what I say.
I'm starting to think that might be it.
Yeah.
You do know stuff about YouTube.
No, I don't.
Who cares what they said last week? You have me thinking differently now.
It's germane because, of course, we all say, oh, well, how many subscribers does that person have?
Right.
But that does not mean that that's how many people are going to watch every
that's
week.
That's absolutely true.
And you know that.
I know.
That doesn't match up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Good stuff, which is a good segue to our channel of the week.
Our channel
I didn't even think about that. That's crazy.
Is what? The Good Stuff.
It's called The Good Stuff, yeah. It's a channel that highly interacts the audience with, they go around and talk about different subjects to find the good stuff. So
good stuff in terms of products?
No, just like one of the ones was their audience origin stories. Like, where did you come from? And tell us about your family. A lot of the audience sent in their bios, and they compiled it into a video. And I like interactive things like this with the audience, because, you know, that's what YouTube is about. It's really getting the audience involved and creating an awesome video. The next one they're doing is airplane stories, which I'm probably going to submit one, because I definitely had one coming up here. I was trying to just relax and rest because I was exhausted, and the lady next to me wanted to talk the whole time.
Do you use the universal signal? You put the headphones on and close your eyes?
I couldn't. It was
no. It's a universal signal.
It was rude. I mean,
if somebody talks to you when you do that, that's rude.
As we were taking off, she started talking, because I didn't have time to put... She was sweet, though. She was,
and the nice thing is, you can pretend you don't hear her because
you have
the headphones on. So
yeah,
and if I've got my eyes closed, my headphones on, and she's still talking, I do this.
Yeah. Pro tip: when you fall asleep, your jaw actually becomes a little bit relaxed, and so
it could drill a little bit.
You just open your mouth just a little bit; it looks like you're asleep.
You use the revulsion technique. I'm not going to talk to him. He's disgusting. I never wear deodorant before a trip. I don't bathe.
Lamar's just like, how you evil
you should
people.
Submit an airplane story. My goodness. Yeah. So I love this channel. It is run by a top YouTuber named Weezy Waiter. He made this. I think this is a Google funded, like a small Google funded channel. I think it's fresh and interesting. They actually have Bill Nye on.
Why does this stuff not get any traction?
It's a good question, because a lot of people don't know about it. So
no.
Like the Google funded the 100 channels.
Yep.
How many of those really
None.
Took up? Well, Source
you know
Fed,
why? It's not why people use YouTube.
Geek and Sundry. Yeah, a few.
People don't use YouTube that way.
People don't use YouTube.
YouTube.
For
it's Google trying to force fit.
Yeah,
they're trying to make
TV.
YouTube a broadcast medium. It's not. People use YouTube
for
what we just talked about.
For people,
which is I'm bored. I don't have anything to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe somebody put a link in a Facebook. That's why people use mm-hmm. YouTube.
Yeah. I've always said, I don't think people come to YouTube for shows. I think they come to YouTube for people.
To kill time. I don't even think they come for people.
I think they come
to kill time.
Well, they can kill it on my channel.
And it's a way mostly I would guess people come, YouTube will never reveal these numbers, and I'd love to know, how many of people come to YouTube because they were referred by a link on Twitter or Facebook? To a video.
I can see.
They watch that video.
I can see that
and
in my
they
analytics.
They let
free
you know. Storage.
Well, free and even storage. You can even check out other people's statistics.
You can see it on a limited basis for some videos.
Featured on Facebook, embedded on Facebook, we got 70 views from Facebook.
Yeah.
And then referred from
YouTube.
Video.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a great channel. It's really innovative.
But they've got 8,000 views, so how come that doesn't add up?
Well, I mean, there's other things like it's not going to show you if it was in your subscriptions feed.
That was private.
Yeah, that feed referral URL, that was to Weezy Waiter's feed, and so he must have said something. And this isn't
to the whole feed, not to that individual file.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So anyway, check out youtube.com/thegoodstuff. Show them some love with some subscriptions and get them involved. And even if you subscribe to Leo. Just to show support, like as you do.
I'm just looking at my Facebook feed, and probably 1 in 5 posts has a video on YouTube, and those are the ones I'm going to see.
Yeah,
probably,
so,
right?
So Facebook really is the does Facebook really need to get in better in bed with YouTube?
No, but see, that's they're natural enemies. So you know what's going to happen, don't you?
How are they natural enemies?
Facebook's going to promote its video storage. Right now, they're just free riding on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
But if they want to keep you in Facebook, they're going to have to really promote the fact that you can put videos on Facebook and add more YouTube-like features to Facebook. And
that's what MySpace was doing in the beginning.
Yeah, suspicion. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But that'll happen soon.
I have a feeling, though, that creators like Lamar, like if I wanted to put videos up, there's a chance that I could make money off of ads on YouTube. There isn't a chance at the moment for that on Facebook. So I feel like Facebook would have to follow up with, hey, and if you get a whole bunch of views, you can make money off of the ads that mm-hmm. we put on Facebook. So at the moment, I don't see it. I mean, if Facebook makes that transition, yeah. I don't see any YouTubers
I do think
leaving.
It's a problem on YouTube, mm-hmm. though. If you had a choice between watching a video on a pre-roll free venue or one that had pre-roll and pop-ups, would avoid YouTube if you could.
Well, you can turn off those ads.
Those pre-rolls drive me crazy. And I understand that's the monetization.
Yeah, those are put there by the creators.
I know. I understand.
Oh, so you're saying, I thought you were still saying, okay.
As a consumer, mm-hmm. you're
correct.
Now, here as a creator, you've got a decision. What if you start getting a lot more traffic from Facebook than you do from YouTube, even if you can't monetize it?
Yeah. I mean, there's also the problem of stickiness in terms of the creators have already used YouTube. They understand it. Right. And if you go to Facebook, it's difficult. Maybe you're not going to get views in the first 3 months of putting up videos there.
Video's an afterthought on Facebook.
I agree.
It's a primary thing.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Might change. Although Facebook may say, hey, why should we bother? YouTube spends, they spend $500 million a year serving all those videos, or at least did. They may not spend as much now because they've done a lot of peering relationships. Why wouldn't Facebook just say, yeah, let Google spend the money on serving those videos. We'll just provide the links and get the traffic.
So it's kind of sad that we're going back to the Google Plus. Like Google Plus, at least for me and some other people who I know are creators, it is hard to get video pushed there. But on Facebook, pound for pound, I do much better.
Of course you do. Yeah.
Even though I have like 14,000 followers on Facebook, I do on a higher percentage better than the 1.3 million I have on Google Plus that aren't there.
Well, and the reason I'm thinking a lot about this now is because of Facebook Home, their new Android interface.
Oh, I haven't.
And what I'm curious about is if Google's looking at this and saying, this is what we need to do. These are, after all, Android devices. We make Android.
Right.
Let's see if we could do something
I think they're going to do that.
Would encourage video viewing, mm-hmm. encourage posting to Google+.
You see Twitter do it too, watch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Facebook's paved the way for something that Google Plus should be doing.
Well, do you not think that Google Now could do it? You open up Google Now and your cards are, hey, this is in your subscription.
Yeah, why not?
Exactly.
Well, definitely. So... look forward to that. But yeah, check out that channel.
The good stuff.
The good stuff. And just a quick content creator tip. This comes from me being here this weekend. One of the things that YouTube came out with actually a couple years ago was a schedule upload where I can schedule a video to upload the next day or a few hours later. Then I go off and do what I need to do and it'll go up. It never worked that way, ever. it was completely awful.
It was broken.
It wouldn't upload, or it would send it. It would publish it, but then not send it to the subscribers. Well, I'm happy to say that they have fixed a lot of that.
Good.
I tested it this weekend on my Saturday video and today's video without a flaw. It released it right on time, and it's a really good thing. You can also upload multiple videos. Like I had on Friday, I uploaded Saturday and Sunday's video.
That's kind of a critical thing to be able to say, I'm going to be gone. I need to upload, be consistent.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm trying to keep this 30-day thing going.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm relying on them to publish this for me. And so it's a great tip just to know that it finally works. So I'm happy with that.
So I have a question. Does this so let's say that you make 3 videos and let's just say you've scheduled a video for mm-hmm. 5 days from now.
Mm-hmm.
When it publishes, is it going to have the day that you uploaded it as the creation date or the day that you publish it?
That used to be a big problem. Now is whenever it releases, that is the Woo! That is the time. So it won't get buried in a feed.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
That was one of the things when you had a private video. If you kept it private too long, when you made it public,
right,
it'll be like 3 pages deep and you're dead. You can't get any views out of it. So that's cool for the tip. Leo, what I was thinking and chat next week or so, like maybe off of this video that's gonna be published on our YouTube channel, like we mentioned at the beginning, we get a couple video responses. And, you know, and right. I put an article in here, so it'll be in the show notes if you don't know how to make a video response. But it's really, it's really simple. You go to our video, you click the comments section, like you're going to write a comment, and then it'll have a link that says, you know, submit a video response, and you can even do it from your webcam. So people can just open up their webcam and say, hey, Leo, hey, Lamar, we love the show, and we will send it to family and friends.
You could say it's the new ABC Family show. Anything you want.
Yeah. We could say Ebony and Ivory. It doesn't matter. Whatever you like.
Living in perfect harmony.
Yes.
Or in this case, beige and red.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That was very PC of you. So, yeah, I think this is going to be a great show.
Somebody in the chat room said, and this is probably a good thing to check out, Coachella Live is on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is happening this weekend.
Let's not forget that's going on this weekend. That I think YouTube should do more.
I'm going to see another hologram.
I like the live.
I'm going to see another hologram Tupac.
That was last year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Tupac.
I can't believe it's been a year.
Gosh.
For that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, everybody. Happy birthday, Chad. How old are you,
For real? For reals, I'm 24 now.
Kate, doesn't that just, just tick you off?
I don't even remember what I was doing then, but I don't think I was doing
a TV show. I was teaching in my 20s, but it was it was a dark time.
A dark, dark time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I hope it's a happier time for Chad.
Yeah.
But yes. Anyway, happy birthday, Chad.
Thank you.
Thanks to all of you for watching episode one of This Week in YouTube. Yeah. Thanks to Lamar. Where are you going back home now?
Going back home to L.A.
Okay.
And we'll do the next three episodes from there. I think every fourth episode, maybe I'll try to come up.
I'm hoping that we can get you to come up on a fairly regular basis. Because it's nice having you in here.
It's nice to be here.
I promise I won't give you soft serve ice cream every time.
Every time.
No.
Oh, you could promise that. It's actually not bad.
It was all right.
Yeah. I got past the sprinkles that you put way too much on. It was great.
Oh, boy. Oh, Lord. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time this week in YouTube.